Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is our Hidden Killers half year in review with True Crime Today. A look back at some of the most compelling conversations about the biggest cases we're following for you right here over the last 6 months and first half of 2024. Here's another one of those conversations.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
We have those statements. I hit him. Did I hit him? If you can picture someone that's kind of drunk or blackout drunk, just kind of saying this sort of stuff in confusion and not remembering exactly what's going on here and there, but could have, you know, very likely did hit him in some way, shape or form. I mean, it just seems like this has gotten so ridiculously out of control for something that is really pretty straightforward. It seems like it was an accident. Someone lost their life, unfortunately, but to take it that much further as if there's a sort of conspiracy going on, it just, I don't understand how we got this to this place of this going so far down this road.
Well, I will say, first of all, the reason that they, I believe, went to second degree murder is because they, unlike in the criminal complaint where you just have initially the scene and what happened, they know now that from the black box, if you will, in the Lexus, that it was an accelerated backing up at mm-hmm. over 20 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. So that would seem to be not an accident.
I've seen many drunk people. I've been with drunk people, unfortunately. You know that, you know, when they get in the car and they're drunk, it's like, let's gun it. Because nobody's making any sort of good choices at that moment in time. It doesn't like necessarily point to I'm trying to go and hit that person either, other than they're just very, very foolish and being insanely irresponsible. It's all bizarre. Let me ask you about this one. The investigation itself, we didn't have the Ring doorbell cameras. It seemed like there were so many things that could have been looked at a little bit closer. Why? I mean, that's the other part of this. Why was there not a more thorough investigation, especially on an officer from other officers? You would think there'd be more of an investigation in that sort of a case because it's one of their own.
Well, Tony, this is what I think happened. And, you know, I am not trying to make excuses for mm-hmm. some of the paperwork where names were misspelled, the fact that some of the officers didn't have the proper evidence collection kits to get the blood collected. So they borrowed solo cups and collected it in that. And, you know, there were mistakes made, but there was nothing that was made that altered evidence or that was purposeful. Let me tell you why I think this.
Okay.
I mean, why I think that it wasn't perfectly done. They pull up. It's called in as a domestic, and they, from everything they see, they recognize raccoon eyes, which are from a cracked skull. He's frozen solid, basically, at that point, likely dead, even though pronounced dead later in the hospital. It was a hit and run. They knew they had a shattered taillight. They had the person who drove the car exclaiming, "I hit him, I hit him, I hit him."
True.
And there would be, if this were any logical officer and they'd taken the totality of the circumstances, they wouldn't be thinking, "I wonder if somebody in that house over there," remember this was the far corner of this house, almost next to the other house. "Oh, I wonder if somebody in this house beat him up and put him there." There were no signs of him being beaten.
Sure, sure.
These are raccoon eyes. This isn't, there's no, you know, he's a very large man. Where's his knuckle bruises? Did he just sit there and let them beat him to a pulp without any defensive wounds?
Well, yeah.
There's nothing like that.
And there's no reason to think that they would have hurt their friend either. There's not really any motive over in that department either. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many things here that are just bizarre. But I totally hear you. If you're thinking it's a hit and run, we have somebody who's already saying they did it. You're not looking at it as a you know, massive murder crime scene or something. It's like this is a tragic accident at that moment in time. And then by the time we get further down the road, I mean, obviously it's days later, snow's melted, things have changed. You can't go back and redo the crime scene or investigate it the way that maybe, you know, you should have at that moment in time, but you're not thinking to do that because it doesn't make any sort of logical sense.
That's exactly right. And that's why these are, and the other thing is, we call this, you know, as an EMT, this is a load and go. You're trying to hope that they can thaw him out. You're hoping that they could save this man's life. So this is about, as a first responder, you know, the medics, the police officers trying to rally him up, get it. You know, everybody asks, why didn't they tape off the crime scene? Well,
it wasn't
because they were trying to get him rolling.
Yeah.
They were trying to save his life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
So that's why I think the very initial response wasn't what, like you said, this wasn't some huge diabolical conspiracy that they were seeing. It was a hit and run.
Yeah. And it's so simple yet so complex at the same time. And I think the simplicity of it is what has eluded a lot in this case. It is what it is. And it's horrible what happened, but not necessarily people trying to be nefarious to one another or trying to truly hurt, just a lot of alcohol and a lot of bad choices, it seems.
It's true. And you know what? Alan Jackson, who they brought on the team, you know, after Yannetti, the initial attorney, got in front of cameras, Tony, and he said, "Listen, she didn't do anything on purpose. This is all an accident." That's also very telling.
Yeah.
You know, he was just, so there was no mention about all these other people until well down the line, until after that indictment. So it's something. I've never seen such a web woven that is believed by so many, and so many people just not looking at the obvious scenario that the facts support. You can't give me one back to support any of this other nonsense.
No, I hear you. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in now, where nonsense is easily believed, no matter how crazy it is. Not a place I ever thought we'd be at, but we are, and it's spreading out into everything.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.